New 92.3 Informative, Local, Dependable. Good morning. It's Friday, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And when you hear sunny, that means it doesn't matter if it's foggy outside, doesn't matter if it's raining, and quite frankly, doesn't matter if it's snowing. It is always sunny right here in the News Radio 92.3 studio when Eldon Scott, the Chief Kindness Officer, waltzes in here to do the show for Sunny's Barbecue.
Good morning, Meg.
How about that for an introduction?
Like, I really like it.
Oh, so you were listening. Okay.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
Is that California? Is that Dumb and Dumber? What is that? I like it a lot.
California. Yeah, well, Dumb and Dumber did it too because they were from California. Yeah. It was a California thing is how it all started.
Yeah.
The Valley Girl. Remember that? You probably remember all that stuff. But yeah, and I got tons. This was funny. Y'all got tons of texts during the break from people talking about different things that they hear. One person said, oh gosh, let me find it now because it was pretty good. Another word that's interjected a lot, and then we hear all the time in the conversations, is the word right, saying the word right.
Right?
Yeah, right?
I mean, Sunny's barbecue, right?
Right? So thanks for that. And we had several people. I don't have time to get to all of them this morning. But thanks for listening because really, you start paying attention.
In
grammar mistakes.
Like and, right?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Like right?
See, this is
you bad. Hear all the things, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's just goodness. Been bugging me. I cannot not hear it.
Yeah.
Right? Right?
Right.
Go see now. Jeez. Doggone
every
it.
Time. We need a little ticker mark every time we say like or right for the rest
no,
of the show.
No, I'll be sitting. It'll be dead
bing,
air.
Bing, bing, bing.
You just saw you would hear little bing.
Sound like a slot machine going off.
So true. All right. Enough
well,
of
goodness.
All that.
Yeah.
How are you? What's going on?
Doing good. Excited to be here. Was here yesterday with Leadership
I know.
Pensacola.
It was so fun.
Yeah. So had all the folks from the class from 2026 here and got to tour the ADX studios. Got to go in and make our own commercials. And
oh, did you?
Yeah.
How fun.
Captain Chris took us upstairs and we all did a little commercial reading for our class project for Gulf Coast Kids House.
Which you did the groundbreaking last night,
we
correct?
Did the groundbreaking last night. So last night we went out to Gulf Coast Kids House and it was a great setup. The events team had a nice little setup there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing a healing garden for Gulf Coast Kids House.
So which is really neat.
They're the property adjacent to the main building.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a healing garden with some like a nice walking path, some water features, some art. There's going to be a butterfly garden. So it's going to be a nice little spot for, for the therapist to take the kiddos over mm-hmm. and have a nice outdoor experience. There's going to be a seating area. They can do therapy outside
nice.
If they need to. So it's going to be a great thing. It's going to be a great setup. I'm so excited about that and completing that project.
Yeah, it's a great project. And, of course, Gulf Coast Kids House is a great organization helping children who have been typically with the children department families, children have been removed from bad situations or suddenly their parents have been arrested. The scenarios are sadly endless.
Yeah.
But I think they helped, y'all said yesterday, 4,000 kids?
I didn't
something,
catch that part.
Something
yeah,
like that
yes,
last year. I mean that's just
that's
to me.
Too many. How about that?
Too many.
Too many.
But having that outdoor space, the indoor space is beautiful.
It is. It's
really kid-friendly.
Yeah, it's very kid-friendly.
But to have that outdoor space is really great. So what a great project. So that's neat. Thanks, y'all, for doing that.
So it was a lot of fun. Yeah, thank y'all for hosting us. And I know I'm in here every week. So somebody said, I saw your name on the schedule. I'm like, where's my name on the schedule? I don't know. I don't know. But here, every Friday. So it's feels a little bit like a second home to me, here every week for probably a little over a year. Oh, yeah, well over a year.
Well, you started about the same time I did, actually.
It's probably
not too far apart.
Before, yeah.
Yeah, so. Just a few months before. So.
So, yeah, a year and a half, been doing the show every Friday morning, so it's always fun to come in here and wear the fringe, have a little frye, talk about a little bit of Sunny's Barbecue, some of the community events going on.
And you're part of the reason I'm not doing well with my resolutions because last week, the first week, he brings me homemade bread. What was it, bread pudding?
Yeah, the apple cinnamon bread pudding off the winter menu.
Sabotage.
Sorry. Like,
just
right
now I have to do
like
National
right?
Quitters Day because my resolution went right out the
National
window.
National Quitters Day.
All right, goodness. Tell us what some of the locations are in case someone's listening and they have you know, don't know.
Absolutely. We have four locations here in the News Radio listenership area. We have our Pace, Florida location, which is in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store, probably about a mile and a half west of, I probably need to figure that out exactly. Probably, like, really.
Like, really should do that.
Like, really, I should do that.
Oh, God, we're going to be doing it all morning. People better tune out, because
Dave is going to throw stones at us.
Yeah.
That's making good radio, right?
Oh,
it's a lot of fun.
Speaking of Dave, happy
birthday.
It's
his birthday. Happy birthday, Dave.
Happy birthday, Dave. I should have said that earlier.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on Facebook this morning.
Yeah, here's to you and many, many more, sir.
There you go. Happy birthday, sir. Appreciate everything you do for the Pensacola community. Great leadership. And he's a big supporter of Leadership Pensacola. And
Absolutely. Unfortunately,
they couldn't be here yesterday. And I know they're a little disappointed about that.
But yeah.
Yeah. So back to the locations. The Pace, Florida location on Highway 90 in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. We have the 9th Avenue location just south of Creighton Road. Kind of, if you know where the Ashley Furniture is, it's located across the street behind the AutoZone. Nice, quaint location. We do have a banquet room there. Can host up to 40 people at that location in that banquet room.
Which is nice. Just the right size.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, you got 20, 30 people. I think we're hosting next week. We're hosting the presidents of the Mardi Gras cruise. So you got,
fun.
You know, so if you got a group that you need to get together, weddings, rehearsal dinners, birthday parties. We have a church that meets there on Tuesdays at lunch. As crazy as that is, they had an issue. I can't remember what the issue was with their church or moving churches or something. And so they every Tuesday morning Tuesday at lunch, they have a church service in the banquet room.
Oh, no kidding. Well, you know, it's a nice space because it is private.
It's a great space. You know, so I think it's more Bible study than church, but you know, they come, they have lunch, they talk, they're planning all the things. So it's a great place to get together. No cost for that banquet room, and you're able to just come, just the cost of the food. And it's pretty easy to reserve. It's available, and we'd love to take care of you. We also have a banquet room at our Navy Boulevard location, which is located kind of right at the end of Highway 98. If you're familiar with the Walmart there, that's north of Pensacola NAS main gate. It's across the street. And so the Sunny's barbecue is there. And that banquet room can host up to about 75 at that one.
That's a little bit bigger.
A little bit bigger. And I think next week, yesterday, we actually hosted a Rotary Club yesterday there.
Oh, fun.
So Southwest Rotary, they normally meet at the Pensacola Yacht Club. And every now and then they have a little scheduling conflict or something going on there.
I think there's a little bit going on there with America's Magic. and all the new things happening.
Yeah, all the
with
new
it,
things
the
there.
Port.
So that could have been what it was. So, so they came over and the Southwest Rotary, some great folks there. Audrey Press and Pensacola Parade people. Speaking of Mardi Gras, I know she's super busy right now with all the things. She gave me a really awesome pin. I got it on the back of the hat right now.
Both
nights. So it was that was a lot of fun. So the kickoff, Mardi Gras kickoff, Danny Zimmer and Dave Merzen's always out there. Danny's right hand man.
I know them both.
So good dudes and doing a lot for the community and making sure all those floats and parties run on time.
You know, it's a tough job being in charge of Mardi Gras, but somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to crawl all the crazy.
Yes, exactly right.
Corral the crazy.
That's exactly right.
And they do a great job. And you know, all the stuff going on with Palafox being closed down and all that stuff. So.
That does put it a little. It does make it difficult. But they're going to get around it. They're going to do it.
They're going to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make it happen. It's going to be lots of fun. So then we have, so that's our Navy Boulevard location. Then we have our Pine Forest Road location, which is technically not on Pine Forest Road. It's on Shelley Road. But it's just a little off, just south of I-10, right there. There's a little side street, but basically it's on Pine Forest Road.
Okay.
So, yeah, those four locations open every day at 10:45. So if you're starting to crave a little slow-smoked barbecue that's been smoked with oak for 12 hours.
Wow. That says a lot. This is not some frozen thing that gets thrown in
it's
a
not.
Basket. And
fresh smoked every
up.
Day. Yep, fresh smoked every day. And the briskets and pork butts go on every night. They're seasoned. They roll with oak smoke all night long. chicken and pork collars get smoked, you know, in the morning.
Nice.
And the pork collar is what they make out of the, used to make the sliced pork. So the sliced pork is, which was Sonny's favorite.
Very good.
Sonny's favorite was sliced pork on garlic bread. And that's one that is like the best part of the pork butt. So it's like the pork collar. That's what competition barbecue teams use. So
It's
like
the
richest, fattiest piece of pork that's in the pork shoulder. So
interesting. Yeah. Okay, I didn't know. I did not know that.
Pork out of. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's good stuff. So if you've not had that, you would definitely check that one out. So
well, you're in the winter menu now. So there are a couple of new additions, right?
Yep, winter menu time. And so we have that, what you were just talking about, the apple cinnamon bread pudding. That is the dessert for the winter time with that sweet tea glaze. So you got that sweet tea glaze, nice and warm, good stuff. Mm-hmm. So the signature sandwich for the winter menu is that prime rib sandwich. So if you're a fan of the horseradish sauce and the thin sliced prime rib with the dunked in the au jus, definitely come and check that out on the garlic bread. It's a great sandwich.
I have not had that one yet, and I love prime rib. That just sounds really good.
It is really good.
Really good.
Dunked in the au jus with a little horseradish sauce, the crispy onion straws, the crispy crunchy garlic bread.
As you always do this to me every Friday,
Meg.
Start getting hungry.
That is what I'm here for. I don't wear the hat and the shirt not to make people hungry.
Right, exactly. So that's good. And then you have some specials going on always.
Yeah. So the Meg's favorite is buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches or sliced pork sandwiches through the drive through every Monday. So you come on through, swing in all locations. Have a drive-through, so come on through. Take advantage of that deal. It's a buy one, get one free.
Yeah, can't go wrong with that.
Buy one, get one free.
And I saved my second sandwich for later in the week. So
there you go.
Good deal.
Ain't nothing wrong with
really
that.
Really good deal.
Nothing wrong with that.
And you
at
have
all.
The $2 draft beers, right?
$2 draft beers. Not too many football games going on. There's one tonight. That was a good game last night. It was a good game last night.
Gosh.
Ole Miss and Universe. I will say I did want Ole Miss to win.
Me too.
But
fourth quarter, though.
It was a good one.
Well, we just went through the whole schedule a few minutes ago, Eldon. So we've got the game tonight, and we have all the games, the wild card games, all of which are going to be on our ESPN
on
station
Saturday
here
and Sunday.
Principle.
I'll be streaming them live. Very nice.
Very good.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Well, and then, you know, so obviously we're getting closer to the big games.
Yes.
We're going to use that word, the big games. And so don't forget about Sonny's Catering. So you can actually just go on sonnyscatering.com. You can, that chicken wing special, it is 50 wings for $59.99. So if you've not had our slow smoked wings, definitely check those out. They're great. You can get them tossed in whatever sauce you want.
Perfect for a game watch party.
It is perfect for a game watch party. Obviously, all the bulk meat. So if you just want to buy, 5 pounds of pulled pork, so you can make your own sliders, or you want to make sandwiches, whatever it might be. We can definitely take care of that. Pan of mac and cheese, pan of potato salad, all the things. So we can take care of you on those. So just, you can go to sonnyscatering.com. You can get those things set up through that. Obviously, you can always reach out to me, 850-418-3331. Love to take care of you and help you get anything set up that you need.
And if you can, you always recommend do it the day before, at least 24 hours if you can.
Right.
So if you're going to be watching all those games tomorrow, make sure that you
hurry
get
up.
Those orders in
hurry
today.
Hurry up and get those orders in. So you can always place those orders online. It's 24 hours in advance for those catering pickup orders on those items. And so obviously you can always walk in, but, you know, certain of those items we just don't have.
Right.
We just have to make sure that we have them on hand because it is slow smoked. Unfortunately,
instant barbecue.
There is no instant slow smoked barbecue, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So the wings take, they're marinated for, normally 24 hours. So they're marinated.
Mm, yum.
And then they're smoked and it's, 2.5, 3 hours, for them to be smoked. So It's no drop them in the fryer and they're done. It takes a little bit of time. So if you need 100 wings, we need to do a little planning for that. So
okay, sounds good. Do we have something to give away today?
We do have a giveaway. Of course we have a giveaway.
Okay. Meg. Well, we're going to be about that time.
It is. Okay, I see
the
timer.
So what do you want to do?
Let's see here. Let's go with...
Well, what are we giving away first?
Oh.
Might be good.
Well, Meg, we're giving away a family feast from Sonny's Barbecue. Includes 4 choices of proteins, 3 sidekicks, choice of bread, and a gallon of sweet tea.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's a little over $50 value, and they say it feeds 4 to 6 people, so it is a great family feast. And so we'll go with the 5th person to text in football.
Ah, okay, we can do that. Yeah. The number to text it in is 850-437-1620. Text in the word football and be sure to put your name right after it so I can announce you as the winner. So here we go, 850-437-1620. So what else is going on with Sonny's Barbecue while I'm watching all these texts? Whoa, y'all are quick. Ooh. Look at this. Woo.
Lighten up the lines.
Okay. Yes.
Well,
yes.
Tomorrow we have something going on, doing a little sponsorship for Forever Dead. So just want to give them a shout out. I don't know if a lot of people know about this organization. Taxi Lambert, she's started this for her daughter, Desiree, who lost her life many years ago, but it's to help the kids in the local area who don't have the funds or the availability to go out and just purchase prom dresses. So tomorrow they're having a trunk show at Brownsville Community Center. So we'll be doing lunch for all the volunteers to help all the young ladies to, get prom dresses, get, all the things that they need for, going to
events. I saw that on EAR last night.
Yeah.
What a great organization.
It was great. And they do a great job. A bunch of really nice ladies, taking care of the next generation and helping them to feel special. And so excited about doing that for them tomorrow. And so,
oh, that sounds
fun. Just wanted to give them a shout out about that.
Very nice. Okay, we have a winner because the texts are rolling in. And I want to say congratulations to Jeremy. Your number ends with 1212. You got the word right, football. He was the 5th one to text in.
Congratulations,
Jeremy. So what has Jeremy won?
Congratulations, Jeremy. You've won a family feast from Sonny's Barbecue. Choice of 4 meats, 3 pint sidekicks, choice of bread, and a gallon of sweet tea.
All right, Jeremy, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a text. I'll need you to send some information back to me, and then we'll get you that gift certificate.
I wonder if it was Jeremy from ESPN.
I don't think so. It's spelled a little different.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that he would qualify
either. He probably doesn't qualify.
No, but...
But he might try.
He wouldn't be the first.
He wouldn't be the first employee to try to win.
Everybody wants because of
I know.
Elden.
I walked in the door. Give shout out to front desk Tina. She
it's her birthday today.
Yeah,
so
it's
happy
her birthday,
today.
Tina.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to Tina too.
Yep, January birthdays. So
yeah, I brought the gift certificate and she says, "Oh, this is for my birthday." And I'm like, "Well, no. Sorry.
Happy
birthday."
All right. Well, I'll get that information to you, Jeremy. So congratulations. And thanks to, y'all, everybody texted in. So everybody wants Sonny's Barbecue. So thank you for listening to Pep Talk, and thanks for texting in. Just keep trying because we really do try
week.
To mix it up every week. So
every
we try
week.
Not to get the same winners here.
Yeah.
So every week. So
yeah, they get on a list once they win.
Yes,
they get on a list.
Keep track of all that.
Yeah,
so. Congratulations, Jeremy. And like I said, I'll be texting you in just a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it really was great to, kind of go through. And, I'm here, at the studio every week. But, it was good to see, all the other things that you don't normally see.
That's true. Because you are just basically coming into this studio. But Eldon also, Sonny's does provide us occasionally with our lunch. We have a staff meeting every month. And and I have to say, everybody's pretty excited when we see you walking in with the big trays. It's always delicious.
It's always Sonny's here.
Yes, it always is. It's always Sonny in the studio when you're here.
So let's talk about catering since you brought up the catering.
Okay.
So we like to say we have 3 ways that we cater. We do pickup catering, which we kind of talked about a little bit about with those football orders and those sort of things. So we have pickup caterings. So you just go online, sunnyscatering.com. If you want to come into the store, just come into the store. You can place an order. You can call in one way or the other. We can do deliveries, so we can actually bring the barbecue to you. So if you, you know, you got an office meeting, you got a staff luncheon, whatever it might be, you got a big event, we can bring the barbecue out to you and get you set up and, you know, set up your buffet line and put out all the food for you. And then we actually have a catering team where we do full setup and serve service. So everything from setup to cleanup, we'll bring the food, we'll set up the chafing dishes, sternos, keep all the food hot, whatever it is, whether it's a wedding, a corporate event.
Just got a text in from one of our listeners ask Elton, what is the minimum number for catering? What is the minimum and maximum number for catering?
You know, if you're just, there's, for...
Because it's tricky, I guess, if it's just takeout.
It is.
For the family. But.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, for catering, kind of say, like, minimum is, like, 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it really is. It depends on what it is. So set up and serve. If it's, you know, there's just going to be an extra charge, you know,
gotcha.
to kind of do that. But usually 10, 20 people is kind of the low end. For like set up and serve catering, for pickup catering, I mean, really, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you just, hey, I want 5 pounds of pulled pork, you know, we can absolutely take care of that for you. And that kind of falls under the catering umbrella.
Gotcha.
And it doesn't have to be, you know, something.
And then the maximum is outrageously high, in my
opinion. So
thousands.
Biggest
of
catering
people.
I've been a part of, I think it was like 4,600 people.
Gee, well,
and it is a ton of food, a ton of work. And so, you know, that's, so we like to say 10 to 10,000, but like I said, yeah, that for a little over 4,000, is the biggest one that I've been a part of.
So. Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, it is a lot of work, but it is a lot of fun. You get
True.
To do something that you don't get to do every day. And so it's a ton of work, but
mm-hmm.
it's also a ton of fun because you just, you know, you're doing something that's big and different.
Well,
you
and
know,
the thing and is that everybody's happy.
Challenging. Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy.
You're bringing food.
Yep, that
and
part.
Good food at that.
That
so that makes a difference.
Not too many people disappointed when I bring barbecues.
Oh, so. I don't think so. When they see that red shirt with the fringe and the hat coming, everybody smiles.
And the smell of the barbecue lingering in the air.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. It's a lot of fun. So the... So those three ways we can cater. Obviously, you can go to sunnyscatering.com. You can give us a call at any of our locations. And then, we'd love to take care of you for any of those types of things that you have going. And
well, I'm sitting here thinking about the weekend with coming up with all this football. So I'm thinking that it might be a Sunny's weekend for me.
Sunny's weekend
Seriously.
For you.
Yeah. That's a great idea. So easy because then you don't have to worry about setting up or cleaning up. It's really nice.
Speaking of the weekend, we got to talk about Meg's second favorite, right? So Meg's second favorite is every Saturday, kids are buy one, get one free. So for every adult entree, kids and grandkids. Did I say that? Did I
it's
say it?
Grandkids.
Say it.
Grandkids.
Kids and
yeah,
grandkids.
And grandkids.
Yeah. So one free child adult meal for
mm-hmm.
every adult entree. So definitely bring the kiddos in on Saturday. Come enjoy a good slow smoke barbecue meal and
that's
have
a great
time.
Savings. And right now in January, all the bills are coming in now and
yeah.
you've got things to look forward to. So it's a great way to give the treat, take a break from cooking. And then you take the kids out. And I know grandparents, a lot of the grandparents are getting the kids for the Saturday so the adults get a break and can do, you know, mom and dad can do something else. So bring the kids to Sunny's.
Come on, buy Sunny's
yeah.
barbecue.
They'll love it.
Don't forget to download your Sunny's barbecue app. So that's where you're going to get all of your rewards and all the extra points that you're going to be able to take advantage and get some free barbecue. I heard the music. I saw the time coming. And I was like, ooh, the music is coming. I got to hurry up and get it all out.
You did good. You got
well,
it all
thank
out.
Thank you, Meg. I appreciate you having us.
Eldon Scott, he's the best. He's the chief kindness officer. And I can't think of a better person to hold that position than you, Eldon.
Well, thank you, Meg. I look forward to seeing you again next week.
Okay, sunnysbarbecue.com, right?
Come see us.
Okay.
Four locations in the News Radio area.
Hey, this
see y'all
is
next
Pep
week.
Talk.